Welcome to Jazz After Dinner with Joe Perillo on WCRI, where Joe will take you behind the scenes of all the great jazz legends and show you their evolution from mere musician to jazz legend.
Jazz After Dinner is brought to you by Village Farm, a brand new neighborhood by the seashore where you can walk to anything. This is Charlestown, Rhode Island's first 50 and older mixed-use, single-family residential and condominium development. Charlestown's best-kept secret houses the best in amenities and value. It's a place where privacy abounds, nature surrounds, and tranquility prevails. Reservations are being accepted now. Visit villagefarmri.com.
And now your host for Jazz After Dinner, Joe Perillo.
Good evening and welcome to Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and I'll be with you for the next hour, as I do every week, playing jazz here on WCRI Radio. Thank you very much for listening in. And I also want to thank Village Farm Condominiums out there in Charlestown, Rhode Island, for sponsoring the show, as they continue to do. Thank you very much. And you can visit them virtually at villagefarmri.com. Okay, so tonight's feature is going to be the Dave Brubeck Quartet from their 1959 recording Time Out, with Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto saxophone, Eugene Wright on bass, and Joe Morello on drums. So let's get right to the music here. I'm sure most of you who are listening in have heard this recording before. And now we're going to get started off with one of the hits from this recording called Blue Rondo a la Turk.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, let me tell you what you heard in that opening set. We started off with the tune Blue Rondo a la Turk, and then we heard the tune Everybody's Jumpin', and then we ended that set with the tune Kathy's Waltz. And you are listening to the Dave Brubeck Quartet from their 1959 Columbia recording, Time Out, with Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto saxophone, Eugene Wright on bass, and Joe Morello on drums. And the reason I'm playing these recordings, well, not just because the Dave Brubeck Quartet is historically very important to jazz history, but there's an event coming up on June 1st at 7:30 p.m. in the Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston, Rhode Island. The Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, under the direction of Dr. Edward Markwood, will be performing Dave Brubeck's piece, The Gates of Justice, that was originally written in 1969. So I think that will be a wonderful performance, and I am happy to say, and I am lucky to be performing with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra that evening, as Dave Brubeck wrote in a jazz trio as part of this Gates of Justice massive work. It's a really great piece. And we're also going to have some gospel selections from the Mixed Magic Theater Exalt Choir under the direction of Kimberly Morrison Pitts-Wiley. And that will be, I think, the opening set. And my trio, again, will be playing along with the Gates of Justice performance. And that's yours truly, Joe Perillo on piano. And we've got Steve Scopp on bass there and Brendan Burns on drums. So much for the shameless self-promotion, but I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful concert. And I think you would really like that if you come to it. So let's get right back to the music here, and we're going to start off this set with the tune called Pick Up Sticks. Thank you. Okay, we are back, and let me tell you what you heard in that set. We heard the tune, Pick Up Sticks, and then we heard the tune, Three to Get Ready. And you are listening to the Dave Rubeck Quartet from their 1959 Columbia Records Time Out recording with Dave Rubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto saxophone, Eugene Wright on bass, and Joe Morello on drums. And just probably let you know that Dave Rubeck wrote all the tunes on this recording except one, which became pretty famous along with some of the others. Blue Rondo a la Turk was definitely a famous one as well. And this recording is known for some of its odd meter in the performance of this recording. So I'm going to get right back to the music here. This is Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo. And we're going to start off and end this set with one tune. It's kind of a short one, but not that short. A tune called Strange Meadow Lark.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back from that short set, and we heard the tune Strange Meadowlark, and that was another tune written by Dave Brubeck. Pretty much all of these tunes were written by Dave Brubeck, except for one, the last piece for this evening, before I let you go. Okay, but before I even play that last piece, I want to tell you again about a wonderful performance that will be coming up by the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra under the direction of Dr. Edward Markwood. And so this performance of Dave Brubeck's The Gates of Justice will be happening on June 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston, Rhode Island. So yours truly will be also playing along with the Gates of Justice piece, as it did, Dave Brubeck did, write in a jazz trio to be part of the music. It's a wonderful piece and has quite a few, emotional moments, should we say, in it. And there'll also be the Mixed Magic Theater Exalt Choir under the direction of Kimberly Morris Pitts-Wiley, who will be doing an opening set, I think, for us. And we've got Michael Paul Krubitzer on tenor and Eric McKeever as baritone. And I said on tenor, but he's the tenor vocalist and Eric McKeever is the baritone vocalist. And yours truly, my trio, with Steve Scopp on bass, Brendan Burns on drums, and myself on piano as part of this piece. I'm pretty excited to be part of it. For more information, you can call 401-521-5670 or visit www.ricco.org. So you can check that out and get all the ticket information and all that kind of stuff. And this is a salute also. Very special, very important time. A salute to Dr. Edward Markwood in his final season as music director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. So it's really wonderful to be part of that. A little story is I was actually in the Rhode Island College chorus singing when Ed Markwood had interviewed for the position as a music professor at Rhode Island College. And here I am in this place with him too, and I'm very honored to be there. So enough about me and things, but thank you very much for listening in. And I want to thank Village Farm Condominiums again for sponsoring the show. I'm your host, Joe Perillo. This is Jazz After Dinner. And we're going to go out with the Paul Desmond tune, Take Five. So have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. Peace. Good night. Thank you.
Listening to Jazz After Dinner with your host, Joe Perillo. Heard here every Friday evening on the classical station, 95.9 FM WCRI.